It's Alternative 103.7 KNRQ, and Beefcake here with Chris San Jose. Chris, how you doing today, my man?
Good. How's it going, Beefcake?
Champ, should I say?
Heck yeah.
Chris is fighting in Cage Sport 57. That's going to be May 11th out at Seven Feathers Casino Resort. That's live MMA. You have the title spot. You're the top of the marquee, Chris.
Yes.
And you're a local dude here from Eugene. You've got to be excited about this fight coming
up. Yeah, super excited. Had this belt for, won it last May, so I've had it for the last year, ready to defend it. I'm excited that it's close to hometown, you know, where I live, where all my family's from, my fans are here. So, yeah, super excited to fight for the Cage Sport title.
And you also train here, and you have your trainer, Jason with you. Jason from Art of War. How you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Thank you very much, both you guys, for coming in. Now, if people want to come train out at Art of War, that's possible, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We have separate all levels beginners classes, you know, separate from the ones that we train the fighters in.
And what's a training routine like for you for in preparation for a fight like this out at Seven Feathers Casino this weekend?
You know, for me, I mean, it's a constant. You know, we're constantly always working, whether that's off, you know, out of fight camp, in fight camp. But generally, you know, I'm having two or three practices a day, 5 to 6 days a week, making sure we pay attention to recovery and our weight training, our conditioning. I'm doing all disciplines as far as MMA goes. So wrestling, yeah. Jiu-jitsu, you know.
What would you
boxing.
Say is your main focus on in those disciplines?
You know, it's I didn't start in one. You know, I started with Jason in MMA, so I don't have a preference. And that's, I think, what makes me a little bit more dangerous than a lot of people. I'll go wherever it needs to go. And I think that's what MMA is about. It's about mixing all the different disciplines and who can do it the best.
Hence, mixed martial
yes,
arts.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I love that you have a giant jug of water with you.
Yep.
Because one of the things that I say on my show all the time is that it's important to stay hydrated.
Nice.
I've been saying it for years on the radio, and it's good to see it in practice right now.
Yeah, here. Yeah. Well, don't see me on Friday when I'm not hydrated.
Okay, good point.
Very precious resource right there.
For yeah.
Right. Just for a little while, then you got to, like, trim up, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the fight. You're fighting who now?
I'm fighting Benjamin Vincent.
This is a fight that has been a long time coming, right?
Well, yeah. We were supposed to fight last May for the title. He unfortunately had an injury and, you know, had to pull out. Injuries happen. And so I fought somebody else on that card. So, yeah, we prepared for him last camp. Benny's a solid fighter all around. So it'll be a good show for the fans.
Now, if folks want to get tickets, they can, of course, go to 7feathers.com. You can score your tickets on there. The tickets range anywhere from, I think, $25 down to, like, $75. Mm-hmm. If you want to get real close.
Yeah.
You want to actually see the punches up close and see how super fast you are,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
That was one of the main things I heard about you, Chris, was that you are just unbelievably fast.
Yeah. That's cool. I hear that a lot. And I think that comes just from playing sports growing up. I wasn't the biggest dude in the world. I'm still not. You know, I'm a 135 pounder. As my dad always used to tell me, is like, you know, you better be faster. And if you're going to hit somebody, hit them and hit them once and make them go down. And
wow.
Don't let them get back up.
Good advice from dad.
Yeah.
That's good
advice
from dad. You're being looked at by the folks from the UFC. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, we're looking at all the major organizations. You got UFC, Bellator, ONE Championship. For me, it's about being able to provide a life for my family and do what I love. And so this is one of the things I love to do. I'm not slave to one organization or another. I'm just happy Cage Sport's here to kind of promote me and help me kind of along my journey.
Dude, that's a great answer. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. A reminder once again, Cage Sport 57, live MMA out there at Seven Feathers Casino. It's May 11th. Chris San Jose and Jason Georgina, thank you so much for coming in from Art of War, a local gentleman, and we wish you the very best of luck in Cage Sport 57 out there at Seven Feathers Casino Resort.